Every year, I go on this field trip with my daughters, East Bay school kids going to the California Academy of Sciences. Pretty typical, right? Wrong, because this is the weekend school of the Sudanese Association of Northern California, where Sudanese American kids come every Sunday to learn their parents' mother tongue and immerse themselves in poetry, folklore, music from Sudan, and spirituality. Even this bus ride from San Leandro to San Francisco is a cultural lesson in disguise. 20 kids and 15 adults pack a big yellow school bus. Moms and dads talk in Arabic. Their American-born kids at the back of the bus are being rowdy in English. There's tons of food. Parents haul big foil containers full of fava bean dip, eggplant salad, and pita bread onto the bus. As everyone settles in, two women pick up drums. Another pulls out a tambourine. Now, if the kids were going on a regular district field trip, they'd be singing camp songs. You know, like, Bingo was his name-o. Well, not today, yo. These moms are warming up because today they'll be doing the singing and the clapping and drumming and the ultimate Sudanese joyful noise called the zaruta. Their kids are American-born. Many of them may go to Sudan every other year for like a month or two. Not enough to really attach them to their Sudanese side. So trips like this are supposed to replicate life back home so that even the kid I'm looking at with the earbuds in her ears will eventually, perhaps subconsciously, be learning something today. The moms start belting out songs from back home, nostalgic tunes of their youth. These are the fun songs girls and ladies sing when they hang out in Sudan, mostly about guys, love, and marriage. The women also sing wedding songs, like this one. It says, "Today we are coming. We are on our way." On our way where? Not to the museum, to the bride's house. You see, this party on a bus harkens back to a Sudanese wedding ritual called the sera. The groom and his family take a bus to the bride's house on the wedding day. In old times, this trip was made on foot. Then, as motor vehicles became more common, the extended family would pack a bus and make the trip. They sing and drum until they reach the bride's house. Or in this case, until they cross the Bay Bridge and pull up into the parking lot of the California Academy of Sciences.
Oh my God, it's a party atmosphere.
Manahil Asheikh has three kids in the school and volunteered to organize this trip. She describes what the sera back home was like.
All the neighborhood just get in the bus. And the main thing is just ride together in the bus and have a good time until we get to the bride house.
The songs like this one praise the groom, their boy. How handsome he is, how educated or generous, wealthy or brave. Other people get shout outs too.
The mother of the groom, his sister, his uncle, his father, until we get together over there and we see the bride family waiting for us outside.
The idea today, Manahil says, is to enjoy an outing while immersing their kids in a precious tradition.
To ride in one bus and use their imagination that it's a sera, learning and having fun and having something really cultural that they have never experienced before.
This song is the mom sneaking in a lesson in Sudanese music history. It's called Al-Lemoun Sigaytu Alay. It's my job now to water the lemon trees because the men have gone to war. It's a 1940s classic by one of Sudan's first woman singers, Aisha Al-Falatiya, who sang supporting Sudanese soldiers who fought with the Allies in World War II. School principal Esma Khalifa claps along. She's a veteran educator and says cultural lessons like this build the social skills these kids may need one day. She says they'll be less of strangers in their own land when they visit home with their families.
Together, this will give them the skills of working with within the community or the Sudanese communities that will assure them if they go back to Sudan, they will be fit in the community of Sudan.
Okay, let's see if all this is registering with the kids. They're in the back, some of them chatting, others have earbuds on and are looking out the window. Not 9-year-old Sarah Bashir, whose parents drive 40 miles from Tracy to bring her here every week. She's clapping along with the moms. To her, she says, this school brings a feeling of belonging, more than a regular school.
Because, you get to more of your culture people.
Her culture people surround her as Sarah claps along to the singing. She says she likes hearing Sudanese songs because they're different and remind her of extended family back in Sudan. 11-year-old Minna Awad of Fremont agrees.
It's really fun because you know, every day you're not really used to seeing someone from the same place as you, like from Sudan too. And then in the one day of the week, you see a ton of people from the same place like you're from Sudan. And it's different, but it's really cool.
But not everybody is as enthusiastic.
Show off.
Show off!
Sixth grader Shahid Hamid of Fremont feels a little differently about the whole concept of this bus ride, the groom family's Sera.
They're always trying to open the windows when they're doing it, like trying to make people look at them and stuff like that. I don't even know why.
But they're proud of their son or brother.
Yeah, they're proud of him, but like, I don't like it that they like to show up. Our son is so-and-so, he's getting married. Look at our son, this is our son, he's getting married.
Shahad says she's still enjoying this bus ride with her Sudanese buddies. Then she looks out the window at the cars passing by on the very American freeway.
It's kind of embarrassing because like, everybody's singing and like, they're really, really excited. Like, everybody in the street, like, we're going on a bus, and everybody in the street's, like, watching. And you're like, what are they doing? And, like, people can understand us and, like, everything because of different language and everything.
It's been 35 minutes. We're now off the 880 and on the Bay Bridge. It's raining outside, and the ladies are going strong with this love song, Ya Hanouni. The group reaches the Cal Academy, spends its day there, eats the Sudanese food, and gets back on the bus in pouring rain. The moms are tired. They start singing, but it's on and off. Then, a sound from the back of the bus. Could it be the kids joining in? It's the kids, all right, but singing the Little Einstein theme song. Not quite a bridal song, but hey, it's a start. To these moms, any engagement is a plus. I ask Manahi Lesher if she thinks that, in the end, the kids get the point of this trip.
Yes, I think they get it. And one day, if they don't get it right now, one day they're going to remember that my parents, my teacher, they brought all this culture to us. And when they grow up, they're going to appreciate it one day.
But just to be sure, Manahil starts throwing handfuls of candy towards the kids in the back to the tune of the iconic wedding song, Ya Adila, Ya Beda, which says, oh, angels, walk with our groom today. Well, these little angels are clamoring, trying to catch the candy mid-air. Manahil smiles and says, even this chaotic moment reenacts part of a ritual, the jirtik, where the groom throws candy on the wedding guests.
The elder believe that will take the devil away from them. It's kind of fun for the kids, and wish them like to have a happy moment.
And for this moment, these two generations connect. These kids don't have to travel thousands of miles to connect to their heritage. They're doing it right here on a yellow school bus crossing San Francisco Bay.